As I walk through the Garden District, the air is full of the sound of chainsaws and generators. The smell of freshly cut wood permeates the air. As far as traffic goes, crews from tree service companies crisscross the area with insurance adjusters.
I did not hear a roaring. The wind was blowing so hard that all I could hear was everything coming down, all these trees and things coming down.
Debbie Gresham was glad to be safe. Her sister's house next door, however, was not so lucky. A tree from the backyard came down on the house, practically dividing it in two. Gresham's two nephews were home at the time.
It was caving in the roof and the walls were coming down, and the two boys ran and got out in just the nick of time. I mean, it was a blessing.
I talked with others who were home when the tornado hit. One woman said she squeezed herself into a china cabinet built under the staircase. When she emerged several hours later, a tree had crashed into the back of her home. She and her husband had just purchased the house in January. Linda Durr was not home when the storm hit. In her backyard now, though, her workshop lies under two pine trees and an enormous sweet gum tree.
I was told by the previous owner that it's in the Guinness's Book of World Records as being the second largest sweet gum tree in America. Now it's completely broken off and landed on my shop.
Even though crews have been working nonstop since Monday, sidewalks are still choked with debris, with downed power lines still crossing yards and driveways. Though the trees that blocked roads earlier in the week are gone, many roads are still blocked, not by trees, but by tree removal trucks working to take down those trees from yards and houses. Despite all the damage, though, the mood is optimistic.
We've had great help yesterday, had just crews of people from University Baptist Church and Whites Ferry Road Baptist Church, just a huge group of them that came through with chainsaws and cut up and helped haul. And I mean, the ditches were completely stacked full.
It hasn't been just local help either. Durr said that several trucks from the Department of Transportation and Development in Rayville hauled away truckload after truckload of debris.
Couldn't have done it without their help.
Everyone I've talked to, though, has been thankful that it wasn't worse. Thankful that it happened during the middle part of the day when people were largely at work. As a community comes together, the cleanup process is only beginning. From Monroe's Garden District, I'm Jay Curtis, KEDM News.